And good morning. Our very special guest in the studio is Libby Glazer from the Iowa Lakes Corridor office. Libby, good morning. It's good
morning,
to have you.
Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And one thing that we wanted to talk about was the Jobs Trust internship program that your office has been doing for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 6 years now, so we're really excited. It just wrapped up this summer. We had 7 amazing students go through the program through the spring and summer months. They also interned at 7 great companies. 3 new companies this year that participated was Notaboom Implement, Midwestern Mechanical, and Cannon Moss Berger Associates. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of this program, and actually, I believe the radio station has been a part of this program for a couple of years now.
Yeah, this was our second summer that we participated in the program as well. It has been a great benefit to us. It's benefited so many local businesses throughout the corridor.
Right. The purpose of the program is really to bring young talent into our local employers' offices. They get kind of a sneak peek at some young talent that's in our area. We hope that they enjoy their internship program so much that they decide upon graduation that they want to come back to Spencer or the Clay County area and make some roots here, start their careers here.
What a great stepping stone for so many college students.
Yeah.
But a great benefit for local industry as well.
Absolutely. So since you've been doing it for 2 years, what does their internship look like here? I mean, what does their day look like? What do their job duties entail?
You know, that's a great question because one of our goals, Saga Communications, the company that owns our radio stations, they really stress to all of us to do what we can to get students involved in broadcasting and start grooming them for the industry and make that investment, hoping that maybe one day they will come and be a part of our company or be a part of one of our radio stations and be a part of our broadcasting family.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. That would be the hope, is that they decide, hey, I loved interning here so much, I want to work here full time.
We would love that too. And I guess, you know, what our interns have done, the last couple of them that we've had, they've mostly specialized in our news department with news writing, news broadcasting, and actually going out into the field and covering different events, whether it be a politician coming to town or whether it be a press conference or a special meeting that would be of interest to our listeners, where they will actually go out, cover it, and come back and produce a story that will actually be on the radio. So that is a big part of what we've had them do. We've also had them active in our sports department, whether it be doing some play-by-play with our sports director, and also in our farm department, doing some writing and producing, editing, and even doing some market broadcasts as well in some cases.
You know, and we talked to a couple of the students that went through the program this summer, and one thing that they always said is that working at a local business, you know, if they have a different interest that they want to pursue within their internship, all of their managers have really customized their internship to really fit their interest. And it sounds like that's something that you guys also put into play here.
Definitely. Katie Johnson was our recent intern here this past summer. And her interest was very much in ag broadcasting. That was sort of her specialty and what she wanted to excel in. But she also wanted to get her feet wet in all aspects of the industry, which was great. So we tried to not only have her in the farm department working with Dan Skelton and Troy Lanninger and having them groom her and excel in that area, but we also had her very active in the news department. Even in the office, you know, she helped out with our sales team, our copywriting team, as well, which
That's
gave
awesome.
Her which gave her such a great full aspect of what we do from day to day.
You know, we're finding that more and more of these students, when they go through the program, they decide that they want to come back here. And a lot of them are local. They're,
yes.
You know, they grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the students, Mitchell Weimers, you know, he grew up here. He had an internship at Notaboom. And we talked to him after he was done. He said, oh, yeah, Spencer is where I want to be once I'm done with this intern or once I'm done with college. Why do you think all these young people, what is it about Spencer and Clay County that makes them want to come back? We think it's wonderful at the corridor.
Oh, well, you know, that is such a good question. And I think, number one, when you graduate from high school, you go into the college life. Everybody has those dreams and aspirations of going to the big city and getting that big job and doing big things.
Right.
And it's great to have that vision and those goals. But one thing that I have found, and I know a lot of people will tell you this, if you ever go to a metro area, you go to the big city and you live there for a couple of years and you take in that environment, a lot of people then come to realize, you know what? It's been good. It's been fun. It's been great. But living in the big city isn't everything, especially if you've come from a rural area, you know, like Northwest Iowa. You tend to maybe miss those perks and benefits, that small town atmosphere. Most people will say, you know, when they settle down, they get married and have a family, they're like, you know, coming back home to Clay County, coming back home to Spencer, this is where we want to raise our family.
Yeah. Well, and not only is this a great program for the students, but it's also a great program for our local businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the businesses, they can take up to 3 interns for 1 fiscal year, and they also can get reimbursed for this program. So up to 50% of what they put in for the student, or on top of that, up to a maximum of $3,000 per single internship. So, I mean, not only is it a smart move for the students, but it's also a smart move for local businesses as well.
You're exactly right, because being a small business, many of us are not in a position where we can just go ahead and hire more full-time people, where it allows us to, number one, educate, groom, and help grow youth, but it also gives us the opportunity to have another set of eyes, another set of hands that can help us in our day-to-day routine and be a part of our operation, be a part of our staff. It's a win-win because they learn and grow. We get to have an exciting young worker that can bring new ideas and bring a new aspect to the business as well.
You know, and when I joined the corridor staff about 2 years ago, I just graduated from college. I'm actually originally from Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that really helped me decide to move to Spirit Lake and Okoboji and Clay County and work in Clay County is that I would have more opportunities working in a smaller community. You're given a lot more responsibilities right away.
Mm-hmm.
You learn lessons much quicker.
Yeah.
So that opportunity, I think, especially for ambitious young professionals, they see that as a big benefit coming to Clay County and working here.
I think so, because there is a lot of opportunity here, and it's a very vibrant area, and you can do a lot of things. You can network, and you can be a part of so many things, not only professionally, but personally. And I think that the quality of life here in the corridor continues to get better every year. When I look at things that have been added, I look at things that continue to come, and when you hear more and more people that are coming back here to Northwest Iowa, that's exciting, and that's a positive for everybody.
Yeah, it's exciting, and we know young people are the future for our community. So mm-hmm. Overall, this program, we're just really excited about it, and thanks so much for having me today to talk about it.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to have you come in, and it was kind of fun. You actually interviewed me a little bit.
Kinda, yeah.
So maybe you have a future in radio
maybe
someday.
I should get an internship next year with KCD.
You could be the next Barbara Walters.
There we go. I'll take it.
Well, on behalf of all of us here at KICD, we really have enjoyed this internship, and we are already making plans for next summer.
That's awesome.
As for, you know, looking for prospects and potential interns for 2016.
Well, and we're hopeful that more businesses will take this opportunity and contact us at the corridor. We're happy to talk to you about it and get you going through the application process.
All right. Well, Libby Glazer, thank you. We wish you the best, and I know
thank
that
you.
We'll be working more together next year with this program.
Definitely. Looking forward to it.